Okay, here we go. Three short ideas with the Rachma Shifka Rebbe Shlita. Learn Shemitz Chusafur Shemef Farchaya Esther Tila Bas Aretz Zipora Basor Shachar Yisrael. Also Leil Nishmas Daniel Sabas Aliyazu Yisrael Levi. The Rebbe Shavafur Shlim as well. The Shpatoria for his refuah. So the first idea comes from the Zerah Kodesh, the Rapshitzer. Va'avrem Zokin Babayomim Va'Hashem Berachs Avrem Bakoyim. What does it mean, Zokin Babayomim? Says the Rachmesh Shrifka Rebbe, according to the Rapshitzer Rebbe, Da'af Apishikvar Hayo Avrem Zokin V'Savayom, even though he was old and is filled with days, Al-Koza Hayin Damalo Kilu Rak Achshav, just Lavor Hashem Yisbarach. It's as if he was just starting today, right now. That's why the pasuk says, "V'zeh Avram, Afa Pishikvar Hayazaki." Even though he was old in years and days, they were filled with days. Mikol Makom Nidamalosh Hu Ba Rak Bayamim Muatim Drak Mikarav Achal Lavor Hashem Yisbarach. That Ba means present tense. That he was just starting again now. He's starting again now. The Rav Shitzer quotes the Chazal, the Medrash in Sifri, the Gemara in Brachas, and Samach Gimel. Amar Beis talks about it as well. Shanochi Mitzavcha Hayom. You say in Shema, Shvecho Yom Yia Beinecha Kachadashim. That every day, single day, should be as if there's new, a brand new start. A fresh start. Avinu was at the end of his life, and yet every single day is ba bayomim. Every new opportunity to grow, to daven, to learn, to do kindness, to be able to spread kavod shemayim. Avram zaken, yes, he was a zaken, but ba bayomim, he was still presently going. Every single day was an opportunity to continue on in his mission and his passion in life. What an incredible rupshitzer. Idea number two comes to us from the Haile Kedushas Levi. Kudushas Levi Chav Dalet Yud Zayin VaYoret HaAvel LeKrasa. So what happens? Eliezer makes his whole tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he sees, Rashi says, why is he running? Lefi Shira'a She'alu HaMayim LeKrasa. He saw that the water was coming up towards her. We said in the beginning of the week, so from the Rebbe of Kushmir, this is an added bonus. I didn't see this in the Rebbe's writings yet, but why, if he saw the nays happen, why is he asking her about these midos? Why is he looking to check Mark for Chesed and to see if he was going to offer her him and the camel's water? Said the Rebbe of Kushmir, because yes, he might have saw nisim and flaws, but midos tovos, character traits, being a good person, kindness and care, is better than all the miracles in the entire world. But that's not what the Kedushas Levi says. Kedushas Levi says, Rashi says the water came up. The Ramban makes a very big deal. The Ramban says, it says, Vatishav, only when she got the water for the camels. And when she got there, that there was no, he, that you look at the Pesukim, the Pesukim doesn't say that she bent down. So Lamaisa, the Kedushas Levi wants to know, based on the Ramban, why did the Pesuk tell us that she bent down and she worked hard to get the water for the camels, but when it came to her getting her water for herself, the water came up. Says the Halakha Kedushas Levi, you want to know why? Because when it came to her, it wasn't a mitzvah. It was no mitzvah for her to go up. She was just getting water. Bring home. Gevaldik. When it comes to the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim, Gemalim, the Svarim say Gemalim is a lashon of Gemilas Chasadim. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see the effort. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see the kavana. As the Kedushas Levi quotes the Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Yudalim, and basically mitzvah srichas kavana. He wants to see that you're doing it with kavana, with passion, with an energy. And yet when it came to her own pail and her own water, the water came up to her. Good. She didn't. The pasuk is not telling you that Vatishav to tell you. Yeah, she probably put. She had to bend down a little bit, but to really to maximize effort. That's what Chesed is all about. Because Yosef tells us when he comes to mitzvos and specifically when it comes to Chesed, it's got to be with simcha, with a work, with an effort, with a love, with a passion. More greater than miracles are midos tovos, like the Rebbe Kushmir told us. And the Dafka doesn't say the word Vatishav by the Gemalim. Excuse me, it doesn't say the word Vatishav by the water for herself. And only says Vatishav on the water when she bent down to get the water by the Gemalim, by the Chesed. Because the Torah and Rivka are teaching us, when it comes to Chesed, it's all about the effort. It's all about the time and effort. Finally, the third and final idea, the Rebbe quotes his previous, the previous Rebbe who quotes the Rebbe, Tzvi Hirsch Rimanov in the Sefer Be'eris Maim. The Pasuk says that Eliezer says, Eved Avraham Anochi. I am Avram's slave, and Chavdalad Lamed Dalad. What's going on here, Eved Avram Onochi? What is he saying? What's the deeper idea? Says the Rav Tzvi Hirsch Rimanov, Sha'amar Lam Eliezer, if you want to know, Tirtzu Ladas Eved, you want to know who I come from? I'm just the Eved. Mahu Abdu Sha'ovi Ba'Avram. Eved Avram, what's my master all about? What's he all about? Eved Ba'Avram Anochi. Tejishu Meruchas Ba'Anochi. The Farsid Chamalom Kula Anochi Shem Nakecha. His main job, my master's main job is Anochi, is to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world, is to bring monotheism into the world, to tell the world that there's a God. And yes, it's to bring chesed. But the reason that he was able to do chesed, as Gemara and Sota tells us, he says, don't think me. When ever, all they want, if you want to think HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. That's why the Pasuk says, Echad Avram Anoichi. Echad Avram Anoichi. Echad Haya Avram means that Avram was an Echad. That the rest of the world was on one side of the world. And Avram was an Ivri. He was on one side. But Ivri doesn't just mean one side of the world. He was a Jew. It doesn't mean the Jew like Rabbi Nachman does. Ivri means that he was on one side of the world, meaning he was one who saw that there was one God in the world. No sun God, moon God. No, there's one God. And that was his whole passion in life. Eliezer says, not just Eved Avram Anochi, I am the slave of Avram. No. Eved Avram Anochi. Eved Avram, you want to know what my master's mission, what he's all about? Anochi. And that's going to be a reflection of everything that we do, from the beginning to end, from Moda Ani until we say Amapil at night. Everything we have to do is for Anochi Hashem Elokecha. What would Hashem want? How can I bring Kavod Shemayim to the world? What an incredible lesson, an empowering lesson from Rav Tzvi Hirsch Rimanov. So let's just review these three ideas. We said from the Zohar Kodesh for Avram Zokin, Baba Yomim. Even when Avram was a Zokin, even when he was old in days and years, and when they were filled, Baba Yomim. He was still Ba. He was still going. Every single day was Kachadoshim. Keinecha Chadoshim, the Chazal saying Gemara and Brachas and the Medrash. Every day was a new opportunity. Hayomim Mikol Tishmo, like the Rabbi Nachman says in Torah, Ayin Reish Beis, that every single day, we take one day at a time, we take the opportunity 1 minute at a time. The Kedush Levi, based on Rashi and Ramban, he ran because he saw the water comes up. Why did he run there? He saw the water come up according to Rashi. But the Ramban is medayik that Vatishav doesn't say the word Vatishav when it comes to Rivka's getting the water for herself. It only comes by the animals to teach us. When it comes to Chesed, it's all about the effort. It's all about the energy. It's all about your passion. When you do it with Simcha, with joy, and that's why Vatishav is not stated when it comes to her getting the water for herself. But the water came up to her, but by the camels, the water does. The pasuk does tell us vatishav. Chodesh Baruch does the vatishav. Hashem tells us why to tell us the chesed has to be done with effort. And finally, third and final idea, and we said in the Eliezer from every other Rebbe of Kushmer that even if he saw the water go up, he wants to see midos tovos. Midos tovos according to the Rebbe of Kushmer and according to everyone should be better than greater nisim. And finally, Rav Hirsch, Rav Rimanov, the third idea tells us Eved Avram Anochi. He was not only saying that he was the Eved, but in a deeper way, he was telling him, you want to know what my master is about? Eved Avram, what's his job? Anochi. To spread a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one and only God. To spread Emunah, to spread Bitachon, to spread a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name throughout the world. We zoche to take these three ideas of always growing, doing our best to take every opportunity to make sure we do chesed with all our simcha, with energy, with love and passion, and to anything and everything we do to spread Kavod Shemayim as Avram Avinu did. Shkach.